Polk County took a direct hit from Hurricane Irma, with the storm hitting Lakeland just about midnight. The winds caused widespread damage, but no reported injuries throughout the county, toppling massive trees into houses and power lines. Dwayne Jacobs is a retired air conditioning mechanic who worked for the Polk County School Board for 35 years. WUSF reporter Robin Sussingham found him in front of his house on a cul-de-sac in Lakeland, surveying a tree limb that had fallen against his front door. As his electric generator hums in the background, she asked him about his experience during the hurricane.
Here's what I did. I've been living here for a long, long time. I've been through all the other hurricanes. And when Charlie and Francis and Jean came through, they all came through right here. The eye of the hurricane came right over Polk County. And I was here during all of them. So when Irma came around and she went through Key West, I got out my road atlas and I drew a mark from Key West up to Lakeland. I drew it right on that map. And I said, it's coming up here. Because they always do. They were saying, no, it's staying offshore. It's gonna stay over by St. Pete. And I'm thinking, no, it's not. It's coming right over here. And so as it was progressing up through the straits, I was marking it off about every hour. And it was following that line just as pure as could be. And they said, oh, it's going to make a left wobble. It's going to wobble. Well, it never wobbled. It just came straight right up to here. So I knew it was coming. And it got down by Wauchula and Arcadia. And it started really picking up here. And when it got down to around Bartow, it really started howling around here. And I knew it was coming. And I was sitting right there at the table. I had a candle going, is the only power I had by that time. And I was just sitting there waiting, looking at my chart. And I'm thinking, here it comes. It's at Bartow. And then it came up here, and that's when it really got, it was howling. And that's when that branch blew down. And I said, well, the heck with this. So I sat at the table, and it was just howling, and it was coming in big gusts. And you could hear it. I stepped outside for a while. You could hear it. You could hear it when it was coming. Ooh, and the gust would roll over, and everything would just roar. And it was scary. And thank God I was in there by myself. I don't know if I'd have had a family, what I'd been thinking about, you know, but I was just sitting there at the table, just quaking and praying, saying, oh, come on, you know, let's get through this. And finally, when I came over the storm, came over Lakeland, I got up and I went outside and I looked around to see what kind of damage I had. And all I had was that branch came down. It blew off that's an old tree, and I'm going to get rid of it. But it was that branch, you can see it sticking out right there. It just broke off. It snapped off, and it fell down there on my little porch.